Matt Greenwood back for AM 1400 KJS. Speaking to Karen Bealey of the victorious Festus Tigers here this evening at Jefferson R7. A great evening all around. As I've mentioned throughout the broadcast, Ashley Nagel honored here this evening, suffering a heart attack over the summer. She's back. She was on the bench tonight, coaching alongside Tara Fish, her assistant. So it's kind of weird now assisting her assistant, who's the acting head coach. But a great pregame ceremony, Coach Bealey, to see the paramedics that helped save.
That was awesome.
For Coach Nagel's life, yeah, to be here.
That was awesome.
To have them actually talk, that was kind of cool, too. Coach Nagel got a chance to speak. So just a great setup for a matchup that really didn't need much in terms of convincing that it was going to be a good match, because Jefferson 20-2, you guys 16-1, and to me it did not disappoint. This was a fantastic three-setter.
There were some long rallies, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, their libero, Runzi, played one heck of a game. She brought up everything. She was awesome. She was the real key over there.
Yeah, I know, right? That's
exactly right. She is a good, very good player. Yes, she is.
I'm sure there were so many players after the game that just came to you and were like, oh, my gosh, that girl Runzi in the red was just so hard to get the ball passed and beyond and all that stuff.
They didn't really talk about it. They just kind of went up to the net and went up to the bleachers. So
okay. They
were just glad they won, actually.
Bria Garman wound up winning both sets for you, set one and set three. Talk about her play tonight.
I didn't think she was quite on at the beginning, but she really came through at the end. And when the pressure's on, she'll produce for you. She's an awesome player.
Other players on your team, Coach, that really just...
I'll tell you what, at different times, there were different people that stepped up to actually hit the ball. It wasn't like, all right, what we usually do, but it was like we just got the job done. Whoever got the ball, we're taking swings at it. We can give them free balls. Free balls is the thing that was killing us, because then they just set it back up and knock it right down our throats. So
right. The
key to it is offense, and most of the times we have more people that can hit it than what we had tonight. But overall, I'm proud of them. You know, they're in a tough environment, you know, an exciting time for our 7th school district, and so we're glad to come out of here with a win.
And that's the thing about this match, is that there really didn't seem to be that one player that stood out. Everyone contributed. Heaven Street and Tebow, Lassing even, you know, digging out a couple of balls. She, her hair was perfectly tied in a ponytail at the start of this match, and it was completely a mess. Lassing.
Oh.
It was completely a mess afterwards. That's how much the Blue Jays
made
it work.
Yeah, she's really starting to play like a senior. She was a little slow at the beginning of the year, but she's really come around as far as playing defense, as far as,
When it comes to this kind of match and everything that was leading up to it, for you to be coaching on the same sideline as two women that played for you, to see what they've gone through this year, to get this kind of win on this kind of floor, what do you think it means for the season?
Actually, the game was kind of up for grabs. The match it was pretty close. We just happened to, at the end, gain the momentum in that third game and happened to start hitting the ball and put it on the floor. That was the difference in the game. Runzi was picking up everything we gave to her, and she played an excellent match.
One more question for you, Coach. A tournament named after you, after you left coaching, and now you're back coaching in your own tournament. That's got to be kind of weird. But
that is pretty weird, because when I left, it was called the Festus Tournament, and then when I left, then they renamed it, but it's still the Festus Tournament.
Can you tell us the details about when that is and all that stuff?
It's on October 6th. It's a Saturday, and we have six teams in it, and it should be a really, really good tournament. R7's in that tournament.
Yep.
So I'm sure we're probably going to end up playing them again.
Coach Bealey, pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you very much.
That is Karen Bealey, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on our post-game show.